Bourbon Room, Stacey Jacks.
This place is about to become a sea of sweat, ear-shattering music, and puke. So start drinking now.
Bourbon. No, no, no. Now go.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Stacey Jacks.
You're a singer, and you have real talent.
That stage is a pedestal. When you're up there, you're untouchable.
Okay, here's the deal. If you want to see a movie about sex, drugs, and rock and roll of the 80s, don't go see Rock of Ages, the latest trite jukebox musical brought to the screen from the Broadway stage. Like a sanitized episode of Glee, Rock of Ages is a softball of a hard-edged life of rock legends from the 80s. It's got safe, clothes-on, PG-13 sex with hard liquor as the only drug, and the rock and roll comes from lousy covers of songs you'd rather hear from the original artists. It tells the most contrived story about a girl seeking fame and fortune in Hollywood, fresh off the bus from the Midwest. She lands in a legendary club where a music icon is ending his career. Basically, it's the same plot as Burlesque without the cabaret feel. The movie has mood swings like a teenage girl, never deciding if it's meant to be funny, ironically funny, or a sweet story told from the heart. With terrible dialogue, forced classic songs back-ended into the soundtrack, and oodles of overacting, Rock of Ages dives off the stage and lands with a thud on the floor. Rock of Ages gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.